We're back. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
The loss of jobs in our community is probably one of my greater concerns. As I drive through the district, and I've been through every city in the district, you see a lot of closed strip malls, a lot of retail business has gone away. And the people that I talk to during my precinct walks will tell me that it's tough.
AM 870, The Answer.
Joe Laura Gardner would like your vote for assembly. And he is joining us in studio today to talk about his campaign and his district and what has drawn him to run. Joe was adopted as an infant in 1955 and raised by David and Connie Gardner in a nurturing and loving home, says his bio. They shared with him their love of God and country and a healthy respect for hard work, personal responsibility, and the rule of law. He sits with us in studio today to talk about his life and what has brought him to run for elective office. Good to meet you. Good to have you in studio.
Thank you, Larry. It's great to be on your show today.
What is it, I always am fascinated, that takes someone and gets them to say, you know what, I'm going to run for office. I'm going to step out and do this. What is your story? What got you to where you are today?
Well, I think basically I've been a disgruntled recovering voter for the last several years, and I was a guy that probably complained a lot about issues that affect my community and the state and national government. And so I guess folks started to tell me that I needed to, maybe that I should run. And so I thought, yeah, nobody else is stepping up, so I should do that.
So what were the kinds of things that people would hear you complaining about? What did you say?
Well, the things that concern me are the economy, you know, jobs, and also the skills gap in education, where students are graduating and not able to have the skills necessary to get a good paying career job. And since I'm a retired police sergeant, I'm always concerned about public safety. I guess as an insider to public safety issues as a commissioner for the Los Angeles County Probation Department, I see the issues and concerns that affect community safety.
I guess you see what happens when kids don't have a good education and things don't seem to be working out for them.
That's true. I worked as a gang and youth intervention supervisor for the police department I worked for, City of Santa Monica, and I saw the issues that affect gang-involved youth, and it always centered around poverty, lacking of education, you know, parents having to struggle to put food on the table and not always being at home.
Yeah. Because of the role you've had, you would be one, I have to ask about what you think about all this realignment where the state has pushed down to the county so many of our people who are incarcerated and created challenges and early releases. Is that a mess?
A huge mess. I'm very concerned about it. And many of the police chiefs that are in my district, the 48th Assembly District, are very concerned about it. Some of the chiefs that I've spoken to expressed an elevation in crime. Crime has been rising since prison realignment was imposed on our communities in October of 2011. Property crimes have gone up in the city of Covina, and petty theft crimes. A lot of those crimes that make people unsafe in their neighborhoods have risen.
Talk about your district lines of what you're running for and maybe some of the issues that are of importance locally to your community.
Well, the district encompasses 18 different communities. Nine of them are chartered cities, and the other nine are unincorporated areas. And those include Duarte, Azusa, Glendora, Covina, West Covina, and Valinda and Bassett on the southwestern side of the district.
I ask if there's any unique issues. I guess we all face some same ones, education, crime. But is there anything unique to your community that stands out that really needs to be dealt with?
I think the loss of jobs in our community is probably one of my greater concerns. As I drive through the district, and I've been through every city in the district, you see a lot of closed strip malls, a lot of retail business has gone away. And the people that I talk to during my precinct walks will tell me that it's tough.
And as they share with you how tough it is, what do you see your role as a lawmaker? If you get voted in, what could you do to help in this area? I know some of the guests we've had on said it's regulation, it squeezes them out, it's taxes. What is it that you have a purview over in the assembly that would cause you to be able to do something about this?
Well, I think the biggest thing, and as other candidates have told you, is regulation. We have a very high rate of taxation in this state. I think the state of California has lost its competitiveness with the global economy and the national economy. I think the state needs to return to lowering taxes so that we can draw business back to the state. And we need to break down those barriers of regulation and legislation to allow business to flourish once again.
I was reading an article in the LA Times the other day that says Latinos and Democrats are not excited about this election and may sit back. Republicans are. Your thoughts about who should be excited about this and who should get out there and vote?
I think we all need to be excited about this election. It poses an opportunity for people who have conservative values and principles to get back into office so that we could start a process of reform. And some of those things I just told you about, you know, creating an environment, a climate in California that really will put people back to work and create opportunity.
So how do we do that? What are the things, one, two, three, if we did these three or four things, we would see a turnaround in our communities?
I think number one is lowering the tax rates, and that's going to really we have to create a broad-based approach to tax reform. I think it's essential that we protect Proposition 13, the split role concept that some of the Democrat legislators in Sacramento would like to impose, that split role taxation, and that's going to drive away a lot of business, so we have to protect that.
We are in a state where the governor rallied for and got permission to raise taxes a few years ago, and voters seem to go along with it. Do voters get it, or do they want more services and they don't care about taxes that much?
Well, the feedback we get from folks is that they are not too happy with the rates of taxation. They're concerned about the high cost of living. And I think this time around, many of them expressed to me that they don't want to see taxes go up.
Joe Alara Gardner is with us for Assembly. Again, your district is?
It's the 48th Assembly District in the East San Gabriel Valley.
And as you enter this race, obviously you have an opponent. Define yourself and the differences.
Well, Mr. Roger Hernandez has been a career politician. He has not served us very well. He's had a number of scandals that many residents are concerned about, as well as I. His grades as far as legislative activity go, he's received failing grades. And one in particular is the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association.
And the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association usually is looking at concerns about the chipping away of Prop 13, tax increases. And we should take a second to talk about split roll because, as you mentioned earlier, the Democrats are kind of buzzing about that. This is the concept of delinking the limits on property tax for commercial businesses. And some people may think, well, okay, you know, a business is kind of different than a house. Maybe that's okay. But you warn that.
Well, the cost would go dramatically up. We're talking about some businesses, especially in the city of industry. I spoke to one trucking facility, an owner who owns a trucking facility, and he said his taxes will go up substantially if they go to the split roll system, and that means that he would have to lay off people, scale back his business, or think about moving from the city of industry to another area.
There's now a generation that wasn't around when we were, when Prop 13 came through, and when our parents and grandparents were worried about losing their houses and being taxed out of them. What do you say to the millennials, the younger people who now are of voting age but didn't get to see the pre-Prop 13 days, didn't get to see the tax rates creep up so high that it was going to squeeze them out? This should concern them.
Yes, it should. Back before Prop 13 was put into place in 1978, many homeowners were very concerned about the ever-escalating property taxes that they had to deal with. A lot of people went into foreclosure, lost their homes. When they received their tax bills, they went substantially high. And what happened when Prop 13 went into place, it created some stability. People could really look at their tax bill and say, you know, this is manageable. This is something I could live with and something that I could afford and account for. So I think it was a good thing, and it continues to be. The last thing we need is instability in our housing market, in our property markets, because it would just compound the issues that we already have.
You mentioned it, but we should say here, as a 27-year member of the Santa Monica Police Department, your most significant work was with something called LA Impact. It was a countywide gang and drug task force. Take about 30 seconds to describe how that influences you.
Well, as a member of signed to LA Impact for 2 years, I saw the impact of drugs and what it created, organized crime. We were dealing with cartel groups from South America and Mexico that were really wreaking havoc in our communities. And there were a lot of seizures involved, large amounts of cocaine, marijuana, methamphetamine, and cash. And it was really, the underbelly is to see the harm that it caused to a lot of people who got addicted to those drugs.
Hmm. We're just about out of time. Websites, information, how can people find out more?
You can go to my website at vote4joegardner.com. You can see some of my position pieces there, my opinion pieces, and if you want to donate or volunteer for our campaign, we would be grateful, and there's a portal that you can fill out and join our campaign.
And again, the website is?
Vote4joegardner.com.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Larry.
Time now for a Gold Show update with Jonathan Rose, CEO of Capital Gold Group. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, folks. Hope everyone is well. Obviously, this week we have seen some big swings in the stock market, particularly the Dow losing over 400 points, and also the Standard & Poor's 500 index raised its 2014 gains. Now, as I've always mentioned, the global economy is in a huge bubble, and when you compile this information with Ebola concerns, which has been spreading, investor psychology is being hit. In fact, it's contributing to a 17% decline in U.S. airline stocks as we speak. But obviously the main concern right now is these volatility swings that we're noticing in a stock market, where we obviously have the standard cheerleaders response, which is, you know, stay fast, it will come back, it's just a temporary glitch. But what people need to understand is that these temporary swings, as they become more frequent, this is a very bad side, not just for the economy, but the global economy. And again, with Ebola, that doesn't seem to have a handle in terms of containing it, you know, investor psychology will be more on the negative side than the positive side in terms of charging back up the hill on the paper market industry. That's why I've been a big advocate for precious metals. It's independent of all market cycles. If you haven't found the advantages and benefits of owning assets such as gold that you physically hold on to, or even putting into an IRA, now's the time to act whilst the price is are low, relatively low for precious metals. And again, I really do think that as a part of a balanced portfolio, everyone should be looking at gold and silver.
Your financial future is in your hand. Call right now to get your free copy of the Definitive Gold Guide, and we'll include a free Armor of God coin to carry with you. That phone number is 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD. Thanks, Jonathan.
Thank you.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.